Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
I can't lie now.
Oh, Sherlock. Yo, I be forgetting which switch it is in this motherfucker to turn the fan off and shit. My fault, bro. My fault. Yeah, man, y'all niggas good, man. Shut up, man. Fuck you niggas, yo.
We ready?
Let me play this shit, man.
Yeah. Can I live?
Hell yeah, but you still gon' die.
Come on, nigga, you a thug,
but I'm still gon' cry.
And you done learned off experience,
I'm still gon' ride.
They kill me, you gon' kill them?
I still got pride.
Can I live?
Hell yeah, but you still gon' die.
Come on, nigga, you a thug,
but I'm still gon' cry.
And you done learned off experience,
I'm still gon' ride.
Spark that backwood, nigga.
I still got pride.
Now I done said everything y'all could possibly say.
Spark that backwood,
nigga. Camp, is you hotter than Jay? Hey. D-A-K-I, two S's, a true message. Y'all better wear a few vests. Live pussies, about to be dead dicks. I pack guns that shoot through schools, the red bricks. And just because you might have seen me on the war show, I'm still in the hood, nigga, getting raw dough. And later on the night, I might be hitting your hoe. And I got more money, so I'm copping more dro. Everything I said, I meant be. Y'all gonna tempt me to rob y'all. Spend your whole stash on my MDs. Yours truly, can't do nothing to me, think you Scarface, but you ain't see the end of the movie. I'm the type of nigga that'll take five cakes, turn them into 5 acres, faster than five Lakers. Lay back, get high, tote my gun around, throw a string on the pony so I can tote my son around.
The path I walk is still. The fuck won't I kill? Thin as that line down 100 that you could tell if it's real. Smooth as Sinatra, you could tell by my posture I'm street. Fuck the forecast, I'll let you know when they'll be heat. See, I recruit smart niggas with heart.
What's up, Moses? What's good, man? What's up, man?
Look at that. Why didn't the shirt say pussy outside? Like, why you... like, I don't... Just, I'm still fucked up on that
where
shit,
where we
dude,
going with this? What are you talking about?
Fuck
that,
dude, man. Don't get me confused.
What are you talking about? Huh? Spark your back, boy. What are you talking about, bro?
I'm still fucked up about the shirt, dicks outside. Like, what? I just don't... Why do you got... What without pussy? Pussy outside? I'm just saying, that could have been... Something on the shirt too.
You wanted him to say that he has pussy outside.
He called dicks guns. I don't.
If he said it was he had pussy outside, he probably look like a pimp, and that alert the law enforcement. So
a woman what? If pussy outside. It's a different thing. I'm trying to figure out who made this. Why you make this shirt? I don't. What? Who did this?
Hold on, let me introduce the podcast first. You can continue this bullshit. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pussy outside.
Yeah, pussy outside. It's episode 114. Thank you to the listeners that fuck with us all across the fucking country. Out there on the other side, overseas in the world and shit. Thank y'all. We're going to keep doing this shit. Now, what was you saying? What was you saying now, Moses?
I'm done with it. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm done with it. You said you want a lot of pussy outside, is what you said.
I just don't understand why you had that. All
right, well, fuck cancer. Just throw that out there real quick. And we want to say rest in peace to Cuz Marco. Today would have been his birthday, August 15th. Nigga would have been 35 today, man.
Yeah.
Young nigga.
Word, rest in peace, Cuz.
Rest in peace, Cuz.
It's crazy. Miss you, Cuz. You already know. Rest in peace, Nip. Today's his birthday, too.
Oh, where? Rest in peace, Nip.
Rest in peace, Nip. I've been playing some Nip all fucking day. Keep the fucking streams going out there. Let's see what we got on the fucking list today. Oh, shit. Fuck it. Let's get straight to it because I played that lock shit. Nigga, LOX, bitch.
LOX what?
Now, shut the fuck up, Moses.
LOX what?
Because you said some bullshit.
Drink your alkaline.
I'm still with Dipset. I don't give a fuck. Dipset till I die, motherfucker. What you talking about?
That's the energy
to,
I want.
I'm supposed to lay low? Nah, we still riding.
That's the fucking energy I
They just
I
didn't
want.
Do what the fuck they supposed to do. You had 40 Cal. You had J.R. Ryder. You had Hell Rail in the back. Bring Hell Rail out.
I ain't got that. That
wouldn't have fucking helped them. You crazy as hell.
I wouldn't have helped them.
You crazy as hell.
Them niggas is washed up,
man. LOX, bitch!
Nah, man. Hey, washed up. Let him have a chance, man. Yarmus, let him in the game. Bitch! Let him in the game.
Shit was fucking great, though. Just for New York, period. Like, my wife was laughing at me because I was standing up the whole entire time watching the verses and jumping up and down. I wasn't shaking my ass, so fuck you, Dave.
See?
I know how he do, man.
You fucked up when you said I was jumping up and down. That's twerking. You doing your exercise right there. So you don't really need Trina. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say
I just like to do it when I'm happy. What? You know what I'm saying? I like to dance like this when I'm happy. This is my happy dance.
You only twerk
to Trina. We know that.
I don't twerk at all. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Moses, I told your bitch ass what the locks was going to do.
You don't know man.
You said right. Dipset. I looked at you like you was stupid. They didn't know their fucking words. Cam was wanting to sit on a beach chair. And my niggas LOX was out there for blood, man. Embarrassed them niggas. In the garden.
Embarrass them. There's still some hits. It's just like they just weren't ready. I feel like they ain't just had their shit. Some niggas come prepared. They came prepared.
Their first you song was "I'm like, Ready."
You came in kind of late. You know what I'm saying? The interest is all fucked up. That kind, you know what I'm saying? Your energy and how you come into something might fuck up your whole show. Then the niggas came out there. Let me see these bitch ass niggas. And all you got to say, you need to look at us. What, Jules? I was so pissed off. You looking like a fucking kid. So I'm
like,
you're
why does he look like
up.
A kid?
You're like a fucking kid. Take that shit off. What a bandana. Fuck is you talking about? So this is Dipset.
So what, he had a hat, a do-rag,
I was ready
a
for
bandana.
Ziggy to talk some shit. He want to dance and move his... Get your stupid ass over there. Go fucking be in the lawn chick.
It was a hat rag dinner. It's all over.
All together.
It was all together.
The shit was stuck.
Oh,
some Chinese
man.
Lady sold it.
But I mean, you didn't... Like, it's like...
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, that outfit was crazy.
Yo, sew this all together.
The Lox's very first song was Fuck You. They set the tone on them niggas, man.
Yo,
they said, yo, fuck you. And whoever feels sad at the funeral, fuck them too.
Mm. Yeah, they outperformed the Dipset. The niggas was not prepared.
Yo, Cam had a song that was going to come out. He didn't play. I don't know what. He's sitting there letting them niggas fuck him up. Cause he supposed to been playing. I don't know what I'm doing. He forgot it.
They wasn't organized.
They weren't ready.
They look like they don't be chilling with each other. Like,
it's not that. I mean? They had like, Dipset had three different DJs.
They look like they barely even talk on the phone with each other.
Well, on tour, they have three different DJs.
But on that set, right?
Nah, they only had one.
And I don't think he knows their groove like that. You got to have somebody know your groove. I understand you got DJs, but at least one DJ should know how y'all move.
See it like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was different. Like, he didn't know what was going on. He playing shit. And he
DJ.
Forgot. You know what I'm saying? The Lox DJ, they know. Yo, come on. Let's get this on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He was getting busy.
Yeah, like, he had his shit ready. The shit was ready.
I knew it was going to be ugly for them when we was waiting for them niggas to come out.
Mm-hmm.
When that nigga was rocking for like an hour, 45 minutes, playing all that old shit. And then Dipset DJ came on and that nigga started playing he started playing some new shit, but it just wasn't hitting the same. I was like, oh, this is not going, it ain't going to go the way people think it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. What was crazy with me about the shit, too, is when it, at the very beginning, like we were talking about, it was coming out and shit. I was looking at Kiss because it wasn't the same Kiss when he did the Fab verses. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he was drunk, he was happy, he was laughing, cool.
It's a different atmosphere. You can't.
This nigga, when they would like, he was on the side, quiet. I was like, yo, why is my man's over here just chilling?
Ice grown.
I didn't peep that. I'm like, man, I don't know how I feel about this. I ain't know what Kiss I was getting. Oh, I'm like, oh, I'm getting war ready Kiss.
You getting?
I'm here to destroy niggas.
You getting that Adderall Kiss?
I don't live in Miami.
Niggas, folks.
Kiss. I don't live in Colorado Kiss. Come to my block. You see me. I'm outside Kiss. I loved it.
Jones had a leather sweatsuit on. Nigga looking crazy.
He was sweating. Like, all sweating the niggas looking hot. They couldn't really do nothing.
Styles P did his thing.
You see Jules, he had to take off his
I seen niggas when he played. I see when Styles played Lock.
He had to take off
up
his dwarf hat and the jacket. You know, put on the bandana. Then he let a nigga take his shit off and throw it on the floor, nigga.
What about when Jim Jones got the chain put on him?
SP was like, that's so
corny. That's so
corny.
So corny.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
That's so corny.
It messed him up. What you thought was fly, it messed the whole scenery up.
Dave, what was you wearing, bro, New York? Pause. What was you wearing on the verses? Did you come out with your Timbs on and shit, too?
Oh, like, yeah, it was. Yeah.
Did you have your do-rag on with the cape out?
My do-rag is always on. But, yeah, I had basketball shorts on and my Timbs on for a little bit until it started getting hot because I was excited in there. I was so excited. I had to kick the motherfuckers off.
Oh, so you jumped out of your Timbs?
I didn't jump out of my Timbs.
Oh, my bad, bro.
They don't wear regular clothes. I ain't getting fancy to watch that.
I'm just saying. I was,
yeah, that was one of them verses you could watch over and over again. It was very entertaining.
I watched it three times already.
And it was the best one yet.
Yeah.
For sure.
I agree.
The energy was crazy.
It was a Madison Square Garden. Come on.
Yeah, it was.
That New York energy was great, man.
It was real disrespectful, but respectful at the same time.
Man, it was just, to me, it was like wrestling. You know what I mean? Like, you got to see the action. You know, the shit is fake. You know what I'm saying? They got love for each other, but we needed that. You know what I'm saying?
Put
it was
on
action
the show
time. Yeah.
Put on the show, for sure.
So.
And I think that's what I lost a little bit of respect for Dipset, because I love their music, but y'all ain't come to put on the show. Like, in the Garden. Mm. You know what I mean? The Mecca in New York. Like, y'all even said, yo, y'all away. We home. Like, all right, so I'm expecting y'all niggas to come out here and really perform, too. Like, and I ain't get that from them.
I need a bigger picture. I need it, you know what I'm saying?
And it's a lot of shit that they didn't even play,
like,
that they got.
Like,
let's be
I
clear.
Was just like,
Dipset's
what kind of clip is this? Like, you need to reload a clip, because this clip ain't working. Like, this motherfucker got blanks.
Damn, man.
You need to get another clip. It's time to reload.
Where he ain't played Bigger Picture, fucking Purple Haze.
They started to, but like, what was it, Jadakiss that said, nah, you know what I'm saying? It's our song.
Come home with me.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, come on. It was a lot of
no,
shit.
No, yeah, he ain't played Come Home with Me.
It was a lot of
there
shit.
There some joints that they ain't get into.
A lot of Drew Anderson antenna shit, like.
And even when the locks,
a lot of gym shit.
Even like, when the locks was getting into their old bag, Cam ain't even go to his old bag like horse and carriage and all that type. You know what I mean?
Well, he went to, he ain't go too old.
I'm saying, like, come on, man, 24 Hours to Live, Santana, niggas are starting. That's 90 shit.
Santana could have played fucking Run It.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that would have set the shit off. Little Chris Brown always wins. Like, you know what I mean, he just played his little version. Burn, burn.
Mm-mm. I'm with Dave, though. This is my favorite verse.
Beamer, Benz, and Bentley.
Right, yeah.
That would have rang off in there.
Like,
in the Garden.
Like, come on. Like,
in the
that's
Garden.
What I said. Like, what was y'all really doing?
But
like,
you know, Kiss always had something for that type of shit, too, though. Like, it's like,
listen,
they would, it would have been, it would have been that slugfest.
It would have been a good, you know what I'm saying, a good
back
round
and forth, yeah.
Because this right here, I ain't trying to be funny. It was like a murder. It was like a 187. It was a slaughter.
like these niggas went
out there with guns and the bullets weren't coming out.
It's like them niggas went out there and pulled out the AK and sprayed their house up. Like, take all of that.
Them niggas came out there like Harlem Nights and Freaky Ziggy with the two shotgun. Pow.
You stupid.
You know what I'm saying? Pow. Stop shooting that fucking gun. You see what I'm saying?
You stupid. Oh, man. Hey, shout out to the Locks, though. Yonkers. Y'all held it down. I loved it.
Locks did their thing, man.
Shout out to Dipset, too, though. But
it's all about Dipset.
It's not all about Dipset.
It's all about Dipset.
It's not all about Dipset.
You heard what? You don't go through the backgrounds and do what I do. You don't do the research and listen to Hell Rail and 40 Cal talk they shit and J.R. Ryder. This is what I do. I'm from all.
Hey, shout out Cousin Keem, too, because we had a nice conversation about this. Kim's his favorite rapper, you know what I mean? And go check out his music, too. He be putting out some fire. But, cuz, you know what it is, nigga. You know what it is, nigga. You guys check out that Nas album, King's Disease 2?
Yeah, I heard it.
How you like
most it? Of it? It's good. You know, Hit-Boy don't...
He's not missing. He's not missing, man. A lot of joints on there I fucks with.
Them two niggas is in the zone.
You got some collabos?
Yeah, definitely. One with A Boogie with the Hoodie and YG. You know I fucks with that. He got a joint with Eminem and EPMD. I don't know how much I really feel about it. You know, Eminem is, he just be rapping. And I don't know how much I really care too much for that from him anymore.
It's just your love for the hip hop.
I like him because he a rapping ass motherfucker.
He don't want to do like he's just him.
I'm like, calm down.
He don't
want to
change. He don't want to dumb it down.
Calm down, bro.
He done dumbed it down, you know, back in the day. He don't want to dumb it down right now. Sometimes he come with the heat though.
Rapping motherfucker.
Come with that heat though.
Joint with Lauryn Hill, Miss Lauryn Hill.
Okay,
I like that joint. It's fire. She rapping though. She ain't singing.
Okay.
She bodied that shit.
She killed that shit. But I see a lot of people didn't realize that Lauryn Hill can rap. Dave, I was seeing
why they. If you listen to the,
because they young album, and they don't go back
was,
and
yeah,
listen.
You got to do history. She was just telling both ways. I fucks with Lauryn.
If she was rapping before she was singing, yeah.
Lauryn's really talented. I fuck with her music.
She
I always like
Fuji.
Shit.
She was that was all rapping right there, and she was the best one out of them three niggas.
Yeah,
but, you
that's
know,
a fact.
That's
a fact.
Both of them go in, but yeah, she was the top. She eat them niggas. They'd tell you themselves.
What you gonna say, prize?
Nah.
Prize you look like you want to say prize, though.
Yeah. Why Clef would get in? Like, if you listen to like his younger shit, like he was getting it in. Like, he just, right now, he just do music. But he can get in when he wants to. Don't get it twisted, man.
Nigga, call 911.
Mary, yeah, huh?
Fuck
someone, please call 911.
I still go back to Miseducation album.
Or you not make the song.
That's that shit, though.
You too close, man.
Sometimes I had something, feel like a prisoner. That's that shit right there.
Yeah, nigga, all the thugs are crying in jail and shit.
Nas got his joint in or store run.
That nigga don't know if he want to be Haitian or Jamaican.
What
the
heck? What you mean?
He was in Shadows, right?
Yeah, but like they want him in there, man. DJ Kelly was in Shadows.
Yeah, he was.
He was skinny as hell, scared to death. Little man.
I still haven't seen Shadows. I still haven't seen Shadows.
That's crazy. Yeah, what the fuck is you doing with your life?
Living.
You gotta check it out.
This nigga over here watching Space Jam.
Yeah, but you wanna watch other stuff.
I got kids.
Right.
I got kids.
Kids can watch that.
Yeah, watch.
I'll never watch Space Jam again, either. Never.
Yeah, Shadows is good. It's a good kids movie.
Yeah, little man in there like, what?
Take the what and leave the what? Yeah. It's good for the kids.
Yeah, my daughter probably enjoyed it the most. She be watching me play Grand Theft Auto and shit.
She's like, yeah, shoot him. Yeah, pow, pow.
I'm like, oh no, hold up. Go, yo. Let me get you to do something else around. Yeah, I don't need you looking at none of this shit.
Yeah, but go check out the Nas album because that's what we're talking about.
She go watch cartoons. Cartoons is whooping ass on there.
Right.
This ain't no more. You watch no fucking Care Bears. Don't want.
Care Bears. Hearts. Rainbow. Fucking Care Bears.
Oh, my God. She's 5'2". She's getting crazy. She's getting ready to start school. School is back. Finny, you got kids and got to go fucking go do school shopping. I feel your pain. It sucks. But yeah, man, school is back, man.
We got to. Got to
get the school supplies and shit. Make sure they got everything. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, well, they got to wear masks and stuff? What is the...
They're talking about masks.
Masked up.
The whole time, but they're going all 5 days, Monday through Friday. I'm shocked that they're even actually doing that. But we'll see how it goes. And they have to be, like, either fully committed to going to school or fully committed to doing it online. They ain't no half and half like they was doing before, that type of shit. Mm. But, I mean, the way this fucking, they keep saying this Delta variant or whatever. Like, I don't know, man. I don't even know if I should be sending my kids to school. But I got to work.
Might take it right back out.
Right. And we were just talking, like, I mean, is a shutdown coming or what? Like, I ain't.
Yeah, let us know. That's fucked up.
Yeah, nobody got time for that shit, man. Nobody has time for it, but we'll see how it works out, bro. Mm-hmm. Go check out that Nas album, like we were just saying. My favorite joint on there is Store Run. Oh, shit. Yo, I see Nori is doing Love & Hip Hop Miami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he is.
That's funny.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of storyline they're going to have him bullshitting there.
Ain't going to be nothing real, just... promote drink champs.
I hate the fact that I don't even watch that shit. Because it's Nori, I'm going to end up watching this shit just to see what the fuck is going on.
It's nothing interesting.
But I hope it's not. You know that shit be fake.
Lamar Odom didn't color
red. I didn't see Lamar Odom. What?
Color red.
I didn't see that.
On Atlanta.
What episode? Oh, that was Atlanta. they just put anything
what
together.
What is going on?
It got Trick Daddy in it. It's got Trina in it. You know, it's Miami.
I'm tired of them niggas too.
Yeah, I'm tired.
What?
Trick got mad because they caught him doing
what?
Yeah, this nigga Moses.
What? You tired?
What? And Trina?
Nah, I was talking about Trick. I fuck with Trick.
Nigga.
I fuck both on.
You gotta shake your ass.
I can see that. That's that bullshit.
What? You said what? Shake your ass.
Yeah.
I can't shake my ass.
You said what? Shake your ass. That's why you wanna watch it.
Trina! You changed my life.
I love you. You changed my life.
He got the hip hop shirt with Trina on it twerking.
I'm
shit.
The baddest.
I'm the baddest chick on the back. It comes from the shoulder to the back.
Comes from the shoulder.
Baddest chick.
You big like? Dicks outside.
What?
Yo.
Gunner.
That nigga Gunner is a wild boy.
He's
man.
Crazy. These niggas is crazy. They'll shoot you.
Yeah. They'll shoot you. Oh, man.
They'll shoot you. Don't joke.
Oh, I just got back from Seattle.
How was that?
Oh, how was your trip, buddy?
Seattle.
Yo, I like the way you said it. How was your trip, buddy?
Huh? That's exactly how they talk out there, too. Fucking white people, man. They're different out there. I told y'all that before, right?
Mm.
First of all, shit is trash flying across the country.
Why?
With a mask on the whole fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. You gotta wear a mask the whole entire time in the airport. unless you're eating something, you know. That's why I was, that's how I got. I cheated like that. Let me grab a snack or something. You know what I mean?
Sit you ain't even hungry. Don't worry about it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let me dip all bone.
You snacks know what falling mean? From his chin. You're not even eating. Don't worry about it.
So he got the same peanut in his hand and shit. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm chewing.
I'm savoring.
So if you want to get away with not wearing your mask for a little while in the airport, just grab a snack. Grab a drink or something, you know what I mean? So anyway, that shit is trash count. Wearing the mask all the time.
Chewing gum counts.
Chewing gum counts.
You put on the mask. You got chewing gum. So you still, no, I can't do it.
Listen, security might run up on you. I don't know. With the dog. I like the dog. And you not flying anyway. See, you soft. I'm sick of you. Man. You ain't even going to be in the airport.
I'll fly. The money is in there.
I bet. I want to see this too.
But the check come through. See how much I fly. What are you talking about? Oh, the check? Yeah, it was flying. I'm not the fuck out. I don't care.
It's a fucking 5.5 hour flight to go out there. Mask on the whole time. But I get free drinks. So, yo, give me them cranberry and them vodkas. You know what I mean?
You feel like he fucking 007 up there. Let me get cranberry and vodka. Shaking, not stirred.
Sir, we just got glasses. Shaking, not stirred. That's funny. Shaking, not stirred.
I'm sick of people coming in.
This nigga says, shaking, not stirred. Whatever, man. That's not what they do, though, Moses. What they do is, you know the little airplane bottles? They give you those. Mm. You know the little bottle? They give you a little cup. Put ice in it for you. And then they give you a little juice. You know, a little cranberry juice. You mix your own. You know
vodka,
I mean?
Cranberry.
She was like,
two olives.
Two olives.
Can I get a cranberry? Do you got grapes?
Yeah, so I was enjoying my drinks. I had like four of those shits, right?
Get your complimentary.
But the
nuts.
Fucked up thing is, I'm on the window seat, so I know my wife is in the middle seat, so I know the white person on the aisle seat was getting pissed off that I had to keep getting up to go take a piss. So you know, you having them drinks and shit, them shit be running through you, nigga. It's a fucking 5.5 hour flight, bro. I'm like, excuse me.
He was disturbing him eating warm nuts.
Look, he had to get up with his coffee and shit. Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I get some more nuts? This nigga pissy, man. This nigga mad pissy.
This nigga pissy, man.
Oh, my God.
Stewardess, can you get this pissy nigga boy for me?
All right.
Can I get a seat change? No, sir, we can't do that. This is bullshit.
Oh, my God. So, yeah.
Yo, stop with the fucking vodka.
Like, stop giving him them shits.
Hey, dude, stop fucking drinking, man. I'm not getting up this time.
Listen, man, I'm 36,000 feet in the sky. I got to have a drink. What you want me to do, man?
Niggas going to make you piss in the cup.
And I'm trying to shut your dumb ass up.
You going to have a drink regardless.
Yeah. No, I'm 35 million feet in the air.
I'm so nervous. I got to drink. Nigga, you drink. Cause you thirsty. You fucking wrong with this nigga, man. What do you think he's talking about?
Cause you thirsty.
You know what? I'm parched. Let me have some tequila. Fuck out of here.
So yeah, so you know, like I said, I was 36,000 feet in the sky, man. Yeah, I have to have a drink, Dave. I'm just telling you, right?
Yeah, right.
So
and then go get his clothes and have a drink. Yeah, while I'm shopping, could you mind making me a fucking cranberry?
Shaking, not stirred. Fuck out of here.
Shaking, not stirred is the funniest shit in the world.
Yo, get out of here. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. But nah, Seattle, Washington is a fucking beautiful city. You know, we went all around the city. My Airbnb was like a few minutes from my Airbnb.
There you go.
That's what I said.
I said Airbnb.
Oh, shit.
My Airbnb.
Yeah, my Airbnb. What?
Hey, yo, fuck them. Nah, I mean, hold up. Let me get this right. Not fuck Airbnb, but fuck the people that think that I'm going to spend some extra money after my trip. Yo, they requested money from me, guys. I forgot to tell y'all about that.
What happened?
So, of course, you know, it's Seattle, Washington. Washington is a legal state for marijuana, right? Mm-hmm. I'm out there. You know I'm going to the store. You know I'm going to the dispensaries to get my joints pre-rolled.
You were smiling, too.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Airbnb got a nice balcony, all that. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm chilling, right?
Like Rick Ross.
Tell me why they sent a request saying for $250 saying that you smoked in the condo and it's a large odor of smell of marijuana and all this other shit. And then they take a picture of basically the empty tubes that I had in the trash can. And let me tell you, I never smoked in the fucking condo. Because, I mean, if I had an Airbnb, and those are my rules, I don't do that. I went outside. Like, I ain't never smoked in there. Now, the tubes in the trash, you coming at me for the fucking empty wrappers or tubes in the trash? Suck my dick, man.
I hear that.
You ain't even got to worry about that.
Request money.
Yeah, so then you get to...
Request denied.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. Request denied. Like, what, get the fuck out of here. Y'all ain't got to worry about no $250. So then they sent me another request for $100.
They tried to drop the price on you?
Nah. Stained carpet or whatever. I spilled a little drink on the
car. That sounds about right.
Yeah, you did that.
I know you did that shit.
How about this? Let me keep it 100, though.
Yo, whatever they say he did that
I'm taking
shit.
The fall for spilling the drink. Let me say that.
Okay.
I'm taking the fall.
So did you pay for that?
I'm not paying for that shit neither. Suck my dick, nigga. What are you talking about? No.
You gotta pay. You spilled it.
You supposed to pay for that stain.
Yeah, you balling
now.
I'm supposed to pay for the stain.
At least for that, nigga, you stained the carpet. That's the one that you really did.
Do you know how much I spent, like, to stay there for that amount of time?
That's your choice, nigga.
Exactly. So, yo, it ain't gonna hurt you to get a little soap and water for that.
That's your choice, dog.
Ain't nobody pay the hun done.
You should have paid the hun done. But that other shit, if you ain't smoking there, they could beat it. They could beat it.
I think the motherfucker's name is Siri. Yo, Siri suck. Well, I don't. Fuck you.
I don't know your name.
I'm not telling no
look,
man.
Look, fuck y'all.
I'm not going to tell no man to suck my dick. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. So, right, fuck
take,
you.
Take it easy, the baby.
Yeah, you ain't doing the baby.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
Nah, but like, let's talk about that right now. Like, I ain't trying to be funny or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? We real talking. Everybody respect the LGB community or whatever.
You missing a couple of letters.
You gotta say that shit right before you get us fucked up.
LGBTQ+. Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Let me see that letter again, Dave.
No disrespect.
LMNOP.
But like, it's just like everybody, every kind of race, everybody been through something. You know what I'm saying? Said something. But it seems like y'all attack the most stuff. Like, what happened to freedom of speech? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some stuff might be disrespectful, but when somebody apologize, let the junk go. I feel like don't go too hard over it. Like, don't try to diss nobody out just to prove a point, I feel like.
So you don't like the baby getting canceled?
Nah, I feel like just speaking, doing other stuff like any other performer would do. You know what I'm saying? What if I'm offended with some of the stuff people perform? Don't ever say nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're an artist. Just correct them. If you got a problem with, just correct them, get it done with. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, canceling ain't learning.
You know what I'm saying? That's not, you know what I'm saying? That's not learning for nothing. It's just making you the situation worse. You gotta,
especially when they want to compare with mental health too. You can't be on.
Yeah,
you
like,
can't be
you
on.
Can't always say
both sides of the fence.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to cancel somebody, but like, I mean,
that
like
might
the
be offensive to us. Like,
everybody makes some mistakes, and he's young. Like, I mean, it's a mistake he made. Or y'all might have just, I guess, could have took it wrong. I mean, I didn't take it no kind of way, but that ain't me neither. So I don't know. You know what I mean?
The thing is, like, I feel like you could jump on him if he didn't apologize. But if the man apologized, what is the problem?
Yeah, he did like a halfway apology.
Yeah, I think they didn't like his apology.
His apology wasn't sincere at all.
It didn't feel sincere.
And then, it didn't feel sincere. And then afterwards, he doubled down and kind of like took the apology away and then apologized again. Like, come on, don't go back on your word because we on your ass. And then you want
to
come with another apology.
Because you're trying to get it right. Like, what do y'all want me to do? You know what I'm saying? And that's what happens because, like, you confuse the motherfucker. Like, God damn, what do y'all want me to do? I'm trying to get it straight.
Kept talking. All he had to do was apologize the first time and shut up. Like, that's it.
And that's the thing. Yeah. Yeah. It's not even his fault. You can't blame him. You got to look at what was his team. What was, you know what I'm saying, the people that surround him. What are they doing? That's what their job is for, to make, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
my true, nigga, but you if you running around as the boss, as the head dog anyway, because I feel like that's how he feels anyway, the way he's running his company. He's feeling, he's just saying what he was feeling.
Like, yeah, his people can suggest anything. Exactly. You know what I mean? But
don't mean
he has a phone. You know what I mean? He control his accounts. If you want to get on there and speak his mind, because he outspoken, that's what's going to happen. You got to deal with them people that's...
Yeah, but that, the thing is, when he was knocking people out, when he got them shooting at people, you don't say too much. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, chilling with that. When this happens, God. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, why do you say something?
He is now.
But no, you could have said something then. Don't fucking say something now when you could have said something then.
I agree with that.
You thought it was cool then. Yeah. Now he say something. Oh, it's not cool. Come on.
Well, nobody was complaining then.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's still like in other people's minds, that's still like bad too, what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff he was doing. Yeah. We looking at it as like, okay, you know, that's cool.
It goes to show you the power of that community, you know what I mean?
It's strong.
That's why I say, like, it's strong, give somebody a chance, because y'all do got that power. You know what I'm saying? You can shut somebody's shows down. Don't shut that man. That man got a family. You got people to put on.
He'll be all right. He just got to wait it out a little bit.
Yeah, figure it out.
He'll figure it out. Just wait it out. Let the shit die down. He might lose a little bit of money for the rest of the year, but he'll be back on top.
Who was it I saw 50 say? He said, remember, they canceled Chris Brown 6 times.
Right. Don't worry. You just got to wait it out.
Yeah, you wait it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just wait it out. Yeah. Shut up for a little bit. I mean, still put out whatever you want to put. I mean, because your core fans going to fuck with you regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just put out whatever you're going to put out and just be quiet.
Let the music speak for itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't want to say. I just want to ask that. See how you feel about that.
Shout out to Charlotte. Shout out my nigga All Day. I went and visited that nigga too right before I went to Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah, All Day is funny, man. He's the funniest guy. It's like he's living like a fucking GTA character or something.
No, he's not. He's not. He's not snatching people out.
Fucking Hellcat cars and shit. Fucking big ass fucking F-250 trucks wrapped in shit. Like, my nigga, what are you doing, man? You all right, bro?
Living life.
This nigga built like a creative player.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this nigga built like Jax off of Mortal Kombat and shit.
That's my brother, but we had
that nigga built like CJ when you overfeed him and work him out.
Shout out to CJ.
Not that CJ, but shout out to CJ too. I'm talking about for
GTA.
GTA, yeah.
That's funny. That's even funnier now. That's
even funnier. Shout out to CJ though.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, man, this nigga, he's just living. I was like, yo, let me hold something. He's like, nah, I ain't got it.
No, yeah, the other CJ shaped like Universal Soldiers.
Old gladiator neck ass nigga. Remember the gladiators when they said, remember the TV show Gladiators?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can't remember.
It was Silver.
You don't remember?
Nah.
You don't remember Silver.
This nigga, what's wrong with this nigga?
I think I smoked too much.
No, was you watching TV back then? I was selling that shit.
Nah.
I was on the left side.
Yeah, that's all right. He was selling that shit.
I was on this side watching TV.
What year was that?
It was the 90s. It had to be 95.
It sounds familiar, but I don't remember it. Yeah. I don't remember a lot of the cartoon shows. Like, a lot of them I do not remember.
That ain't the cartoon show.
It's not a cartoon show. It was a show people used to
with
come
the
on.
Bodybuilders. They used to do obstacles. They be hitting niggas with the stick and shit. Yeah. They battle.
Niggas knocking them off with the stick. Yeah. Shooting them with the guns.
I remember that shit. Okay.
Niggas had the wrestling leotards. They had the
big girls.
The bitches was brolic.
Yeah.
The
bitches... I don't have no titties. Muscle titties.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just watching Nutty Professor, too.
Nutty Professor.
Yeah, y'all remember Nutty Professor? Nutty Professor,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
Eddie Murphy, right?
I got something for you to watch. Shotters, motherfucker. Watch it. Don't tell me about nothing else unless you watch Shotters, motherfucker, okay?
What?
I didn't realize that.
We don't got nothing for you.
I didn't realize that the hamster got huge and started shooting niggas with shit turds.
Yeah, that It's not a kid's movie.
It's not.
And my man got it in. He got raped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Can't
there,
make
man.
Movies like that.
Man. That's what I was saying when I was watching. I was like, yo, this movie would have
well,
been.
Now, listen, for, you know, like I've said this before. Man rape is
it's
funny.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll put that in a movie cool, all day long.
It's cool,
yeah, niggas will laugh at
funny.
That.
Funny.
It's not funny.
It's not,
it's not
funny,
funny
at all.
Not funny,
but
man.
What you're saying is they'll let it be it's, okay.
They will let it be
yeah,
funny.
They'll let it be. They'll make that funny, but
that's fucked up, though.
It is.
Crazy.
That's fucked
it's
up.
It's crazy.
Oh, man.
Fuck, nah, stop fucking laughing. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Niggas would have flipped out with a black dude. Black dude got raped by a hamster, man. I can't fucking live. I'm for real. Niggas would have been fucked up. What? No nigga have no hamster. Niggas would have been going out shooting hamsters. Nigga, you raped that nigga, man. My hamster did. Fuck your hamster. He's a rapist.
Yeah, that nigga that was in, remember that nigga that was in the woods, Stacy?
Yeah.
Remember that movie he did when they got raped in jail?
Yeah.
No.
Remember, I forgot
nah,
the
lockdown.
Name. Lockdown. Lockdown.
Yeah.
Lockdown.
Master P.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yo, that nigga ain't been right since, yo.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they doing that BC right style. Since. Yeah.
Oh, see, nah, I, yeah. Now, nah, if you say Oz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Niggas, mad niggas got raped in Oz.
Oz was different.
Yeah.
No, Oz was just... rape. Yeah, it was nah, not was no fucking show we need to watch. I don't know why the fuck we watched that.
Matter of fact, just... I want to go back and watch Oz.
No,
that's
I don't.
That's classic right there.
I don't.
Oz is classic.
I thought about going back. The only one that didn't get raped was the dude with the wheelchair, and I think somebody.
And I'm surprised.
Somebody had threatened to rape him. They was like, I don't give a fuck if you can't move, I rape him. But never happened. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I don't want to go to jail.
Said, I can't feel my butt. It don't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah.
This thing is kidding.
Yo. That's wild.
My butt gone, so what?
Yo, but for you to have to, yo, for you to, be
so what?
For you to be locked up like that and have to have that type of mentality to think like that, it's like, yo, you can't even fuck with me, man. Like, just you might as well just give it up, bro. Like,
nah, that nigga roll up, that's why I used to roll around looking who was the new meat.
What?
On Oz, you see roll around, he was smiling, like, yeah, you're going to get fucked. They're going to fuck you. When that white dude came in, it was like, yeah, they're going to fuck you. And then what happened? you got fucked.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yo, I think we're getting closer to them legalizing weed in North Carolina, man.
Yeah, they got the shops.
What is he? I don't know what you talking about.
They got the shops.
Nah, they talking about out here, the Cherokee Indians are legalizing medical marijuana in NC. Out there, and it's like the tribal government of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. And
so what, you gotta go on a reservation to get it?
Yeah, they got a casino, so they're gonna set up dispensaries out there.
But you gotta smoke out there on the
right.
On
but I think
ground.
You're gonna have to have a medical marijuana card to do it. Also,
get one downtown.
Downtown.
Get one downtown.
Take a picture of you. So this is what you want, huh?
So I'm just like, how the fuck are they able to do that shit? And then it's not legal in the state though. So I mean, I'm gonna look more into this shit.
Yeah, I don't know what type of rules they got on that reservation.
Right. But they said this they was like one of the first ones to get legal gambling too in the state.
Okay, in the state, gotcha.
So now I'm over, you know, we got the lottery and all that shit. So I'm over here like, nigga, the weed is coming. We about to have this shit.
You gonna need something to smoke when you lose your money on that.
Hopefully sooner than later.
Word. So you for real though? I gotta pay that $100 for that carpet, huh?
You don't got to, but it would be.
I denied it, but I mean, you know, it's still going back and forth.
But you always
don't you got an account? They might give you a bad rating or something.
Yeah.
On Airbnb, right?
I don't give a fuck about no bad rating, nigga. I don't really go nowhere like that much.
You gonna
and
start,
all my other ones are great.
You gonna start going places? Never know.
Never know.
And they want me to rate them after they went in the trash.
Oh, they gotta empty it, nigga.
Yeah, they ain't gotta go inside of it.
It's open, nigga. They look at bone. Huh.
Somebody gotta get on their knees.
Knees! Somebody had to get on their knees.
They gotta get on their knees and scrub that.
I mean, club soda.
Somebody working hard for that. You owe them 100.
The other shit I don't care
about.
Know
your dumb ass spilling drinks.
Yeah.
So it's important.
Like I said, I'm going to take the fall for it.
You ain't taking the fall for it if you ain't going to pay for it.
I'm just talking to y'all. I ain't talking about them.
Ain't shit, man.
Nah, I ain't shit. But it is what it is, man.
What kind of cup was it? Styrofoam?
No, it was a little plastic cup.
Yeah.
Had some juice in it.
What? How did you spill it?
My nigga, you want me? I'm not sitting telling the.
Yeah, tell
it
stuff.
Wasn't me, nigga. This is what I'm trying to tell you, nigga. I didn't spill it.
Now you trying to put it on.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Somebody, never mind. Just keep going.
Yeah, well,
exactly. It's over with.
Y'all want me to snitch
no,
shit?
No, I'm stitching.
Fuck out of here.
You did. You did.
You just did.
I'm not saying who shot, right. But who driving, motherfucker. Right. Who the fuck is driving? Y'all stupid as fuck. Dog, I ain't say your name, dog.
Right. I didn't shoot him. But it's only two niggas in the car. It wasn't me. Niggas crazy.
What? I would have taken.
Oh my God, man. Yo, you know how my arms is, bro.
I'm not fucking with you niggas, man.
This nigga says two people, sir.
Ain't snitching. Just look at the facts.
That shit pissed me off because I really didn't smoke inside. That's what really made me mad about that shit. I'm like, yo, y'all trying to finesse me now, but whatever, man. Yo, check us out on Twitter, DirtyWater_NC. Why y'all laughing? I hate y'all niggas. I feel like I said that wrong, but it is what it is.
Check me out on OnlyFans, TrinaTwerk.com.
Y'all gonna be mad when I really do OnlyFans and I got that guap then. I'm not gonna want to hear shit.
Do
what you do. I ain't mad at shit then, my nigga.
Just put the money in dirty
water. Put the money in the dirty water, right?
Do what you do, huh? If you want to be Magic Bike, Chocolate City, that shit.
What? Oh, my God.
Show me off my feet.
Let me do this right, man. Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water.
You in the scrub tub in the wooden chair. Squeak.
The scrub. Oh, that's nasty. I know
I hate this
about.
Motherfucker, Dave. I swear to God,
the
I do.
Scrub
man.
Tub.
With the scrub pad. Gotta get my feet clean.
Bottomless. Nigga was bottomless.
I hate you niggas. On,
I on put a, vanilla in the water.
On a wooden. On a wooden.
Two cups of vanilla extract.
Too crazy.
Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Appreciate y'all fucking with us. We doing this shit every week. Hit us up. Talk shit to Moses. Ask him why he doesn't have an Instagram or something.
Some type of some
type of loser shit. I don't know. Still love him though.
I'm like Benny. I hate that shit. Who the fuck is this?
Whatever, nigga.
AK Killer.
Yonkers, you already know what it is. 2-6 and
2-6 and 914. What up,
Moses?
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked